Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about moving forward and just what that process might be like and what you might need to do in order to best move forward into the change or the new life that you'd like to make for yourself. And whether you're aware of it or not, our human organism is constantly renewing itself. And they say that every 7 years, every cell in our body will have been replaced and that we are literally becoming a new person all the time. And I think that's a really beautiful idea. On every other level, emotionally, our emotional awareness, our ability to problem solve, decision make, in terms of our maturity, in terms of our ability to empathize, in terms of our ability to communicate and form connections with others, also are all aspects of ourself that are continually in the process of development and growth. So we've got some tips today for how you can value add to this process for yourself. My first tip is to just grow that sense of awareness. The more aware we can become, the more opportunities we might be able to create to hasten that process and to get the best results out of it. And so a really good tip is to take a bit of a personal inventory and to have a look at the areas, the domains of life, whether it be my emotional world, whether it be my occupation, my social world, my family, my spiritual growth and development, my creative growth and development, my physical health, and to think about and ask yourself, where am I at in each of these domains, and what which one of these domains actually helps or hinders some of the other domains. It might be that I'm physically not that well, and that has an impact on my ability to grow my occupational aspects of my occupational world or to socialize. My second tip is a bit of a brave one, and that is to get some feedback. It's true that growth isn't always pleasant. And even if you think about muscle growth, if you think about the process of getting fit, muscle growth is actually about stretching the muscles beyond their capacity and creating small tears in the muscle tissue, which needs a repair. And that is actually how muscles grow. We don't grow in comfort. A good tip is to ask a trusted someone in your world, someone that you're close to, someone that knows you quite well, for a bit of feedback, for a bit of information, for their perspective on you and the things you do well and the things that you might, the areas of growth that you might have. It's a good idea. It's a safe idea to start with what you already know about yourself. So if you know that you've got a growth area, then start from there and talk that through with someone and get a bit of information and some feedback that might be really helpful. And then you can move on to the areas of life that you may not know that you might need to develop in, and they might be a great source of information there. I think it's really important to, if you're going to engage in this process, to try and stay open-minded and focus on the growth. Defensiveness doesn't serve us. It keeps us stuck. And so just be careful of that monster of defensiveness there. Look for the evidence that we already can see in our own life. Look for our dreams and goals. Look at the areas of our life where we don't feel particularly fulfilled or where we've tried to change and have been less than successful. And give yourself a bit of an honest appraisal. Ask why. What is that? If you're able to see some barriers, then have a dig down and have a look for your part in those barriers. A lot of our barriers are self-created. And then, if you're able to highlight that, imagine then walking into that new life, into that change, and what would I need to do? What aspects of myself would I need to leave behind? How am I going to sidestep or remove some of those barriers? What would I need to tell myself? And then, you know, start to put some of those actions into place. So, shed some skin this week with Mind Games.